Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Today, it's Riley County Day on the program. We'll be getting an update here from Riley County Commissioner Catherine Foki, who will join us shortly. She's running a little behind. Well, we're going to start things off here first, and as we get started with Riley County Health Department Director Julie Gibbs, who joins us via Zoom today. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
It is a pleasure to have you on, and a pleasure to get to talk to you, not about what we've been talking about the last 2 years, COVID-19.
Yes, it's my pleasure to be here. Thanks for asking me.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to have you on here today because I know there's a lot of stuff the health department has been able to get back to doing here more frequently here than maybe you have been able to or had the ability to do in the last couple of years. And we'll talk a little bit about some of the different things here.
Yeah, we are so excited to get back to business as usual. And really, most of the staff, most of the programs have been doing business as usual and assisting with COVID response as well. So they've been pulling double duty the last year or so. But really, COVID has started to slow down. So we've been able to focus more on things like the new walk-in clinic at our public health clinic.
And I understand those have new hours that have recently started.
Yes. Yeah. So we're excited to be able to offer walk-ins again. Since 2015, we offered services by appointment only. And since then, we really started to see our vaccination numbers drop. So we're hoping that by being more accommodating to the community, not only will our numbers increase, but more clients will be able to access us when they need us. So we are limiting the services that are available via walk-in. For instance, most of our family planning services will still be available by appointment only. However, services such as STI testing, immunizations, TB skin reads, blood pressure checks, those things can be seen on a walk-in basis. The clinic is open every weekday with varying hours depending on the day. So I encourage individuals to check out our website for those hours, but they are Mondays through Wednesdays. We're open 8:30 to 4 on Thursdays, noon until 6, and Fridays we're open from 8:30 until 11.
Okay, good to know. And I heard at the commission meeting yesterday there was some grants that were approved, and sounds like these are going to be beneficial to the health department as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, those are aid to local package from KDHE. And so those grants fund many of our programs, actually most of our programs here at the health department. So yeah, that all was approved yesterday at the commission meeting. And so we were able to submit those grants this week.
All right. Catherine Foki has joined us here in studio, and how are you doing, Catherine?
Oh, real good. Thank you.
Good to see you. We're talking with Julie Gibbs here as well, Riley County Health Department Director. I was talking with Catherine here this weekend, and she mentioned there's a new health-oriented classroom in the new ambulance facility that was recently approved, as I understand. Can you talk a little bit about what that entails?
Yes, this was something that Julie and I had talked about when we were in the discussions when I was doing my investigations on the North County Ambulance Facility. And we thought it would be a good idea to have some health outreach programs and to build a classroom at the same time in the facility so that Julie can, the health department can do some outreach programs, maybe, programs that will help people improve their health, and also maybe some vaccine clinics, some school children programs, some mental health programs. There's been a lot of talk about farmers and those farm workers having mental health issues currently. So I thought it was a great idea, and I brought it to the commission, and they agreed, and I'm really looking forward to that. And Julie, you can talk a little bit about what kinds of programs you're thinking of, if you've thought about it any.
Sure. Yeah, I've given it lots of thought. And it's really all about meeting people where they're at and providing services that they may not otherwise have access to. There is a lot of wellness prevention that can be accomplished through education. I know in the past, before my time, the nurses would visit different areas of the county to offer blood pressure checks. So that's just one of the many different clinics that we could offer. We could also do, Commissioner Foki mentioned, offer vaccination clinics. We could do STI testing, education about resources available in the community. We could give presentations on healthy eating. We could also partner with other organizations such as Research and Extension or even the university to offer more in-depth activities.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, and I'm really excited to see that whole program come together in addition to the ambulance. So.
Very good. Well, it is exciting because in the last 2 years, it just feels like we've only ever talked about COVID-19, and I understand that has slowed down. I thought it was really telling last week, when you mentioned that it's really not at an emergency situation, being able to, publicly state that. I mean, that was I kind of hung on that phrase there. I think that was a big thing a lot of people needed to hear.
Yes, absolutely. And getting back to life and being able to do the things that we once enjoyed without having to worry so much about it. It's not to say that it's completely gone, and it's not to say that we can't still practice our good protocols. But it's just a little bit more freeing that we're able to say that, numbers are down, and more importantly, hospital numbers are down. I know over the weekend, they only had one individual in the hospital, and it hasn't been that way in a long time. So we're very fortunate to be in this situation right now.
Flu shots, are you still having people come out and get those? I haven't got mine. I hate to say that, but I haven't got my flu shot yet, and I still need to do that.
Well, you still can, certainly. Definitely the demand has gone down for that. But yeah, we still offer flu vaccinations as well.
Okay, good deal. Is there anything else? I know Julie's got a kind of a short time window here, but anything else you want to highlight here this morning, Julie?
Just encourage individuals to check out our services. For the longest time, it was COVID at the health department, but we still offer COVID vaccinations and resources for COVID, but we have so much more to offer. So please check out our services on our website, our Facebook page, and give us a call if you have any questions.
All right, very good. And Riley County Health Department Director Julie Gibbs, and we have a phone call. Okay, we'll take one quick phone call here. Go ahead, you're on In Focus.
Yeah, good morning. I'm addressing this question to the county commissioner. I know you weren't involved at the time, but what is your theory and thought about the church that we bought that we never went inside? And I think a few years earlier, an architect that they used a lot said, don't buy the place. It's not good. It won't do anything for you. But we went ahead and bought it. What are we going to do with it now? Now they don't want to tear it down, then they do, then they don't. Is this going to be another one of those deals when it's all said and done, it'll be all... It'll just be said and done, and nothing happens. We just keep a, I don't know how many hundred thousand you paid for it, but you're out of money. Well, are we going to do any more things like that as long as you're on the commission?
No. That's a definite no. And I have a lot of thoughts about what we could do with the old building, and I believe that should be, I'm hoping it's a priority now that we've got the ambulance situation that's going underway. I would hope it would be a priority for the other two commissioners to take a look at the different alternatives that we could do with that building.
All right. Thanks for the call, Paul. Julie, appreciate you being on with us here this morning. We're going to take our first break, and we'll talk again real soon, I'm sure.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.
All right. More with Commissioner Catherine Foki in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.